It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Back in 2006, public radio listeners were introduced to Walter and Wagner Caldas when NPR's Julie McCarthy visited their home in the slums of Brazil. That radio story started a chain of events that eventually led the twins to Iowa. They now live in Cedar Falls. They're graduates of the University of Northern Iowa. They are the leaders of the band, the Brazilian Twins, and they are here with me today along with the rest of their band. And Walter, hello.
Hello, good morning, Iowa.
Thank you so much for being here. Wagner, hello to you.
Hello, I'm here. I made it. Good morning, everybody. Happy spring.
Yeah, they're also in the studio along with Riley Sheets, who plays electric and upright bass, Rockwan or Stick Monster Reed, who plays the drums. Evan Stock is also here. He's a guitar player. And thank you all so much for being here today. And Wagner, I want to start with you because we did talk to you guys back in October. Yes. And at that point, you were undergoing chemotherapy treatment for a very serious kind of cancer, and you're near the end of your chemo journey. Can you give us an update on how you're doing?
I'm updating right now, girl. To be honest, I am done with the chemo treatment, actually. I just got done 5 days ago, and it's been a blast. You know, I was living a very unique lifestyle back then when I was going through all the chemo treatment, radiation. So now I'm brand new, I'm back, and can't wait to be playing for everybody out there.
Well, and you have Ewing's sarcoma, which is a very difficult kind of cancer to treat and a difficult kind of cancer to deal with. And at this point, so you're done with chemo. Are you done with all treatment for the time being?
Yes, I'm done with all the treatments. Now I just have to go back for some checkups and, you know, see how everything is moving inside. But yeah, other than that, no more chemo, no more radiation. I'm free.
Are you considered to be in remission?
What? Yes.
Okay. And yes. So you had, I believe, two tumors?
One tumor.
One tumor.
Yeah,
okay.
One huge tumor.
One huge tumor. And what is the status of that tumor right now?
Sleeping.
All right. Now,
yeah, it's in pretty good shape. Like, we cannot find anything else. There is just, I would say, like, very, very small particles kind of dust. Yeah.
Okay. So, and now you have to continue watching this, of course, and going in for checkups. What does the future look like for you?
I'm trying to be optimistic about everything. Just, it's looking good. It's looking good. I'm not worried about it coming back or having to go through all the deal again. So, yeah, I'm still going back for a couple more sessions of, you know, just to see how everything is going. But I'm being very positive about this.
All right. Well, wonderful. And I know that, of course, part of the challenge of dealing with this cancer is you play ukulele on stage with the Brazilian Twins. You're a classically trained violinist. It was really difficult to play, right?
Yeah, it's actually, I'm still getting back at it. And one of the hard parts of this cancer was the fact that we even talked about amputating my arm back then. And I got out of that. We even had a date to cut my arm off. We set for September 3rd, but we did all the treatment with chemo and radiation, so I didn't need to go through that. But yeah, I still have some trouble, difficulties with my arm. It's not 100% yet, but getting there one step at a time.
Do you have a lot of weakness in the arm? Is that the challenge, or do you have pain at this point?
Yeah, it's very weird. They told me this could happen. I have weakness. I have, every time I do a chemo session, I have a lot of cramps. Like, I just lose control of the arm completely. I cannot hold anything, and the arm just stops moving. It's very weird.
Oh, but, wow.
Yeah, nothing that can stop me.
Not a big deal.
Well, okay, maybe not a big deal. Do you feel optimistic about being able to get the motion back and be back to full strength as a musician?
No. Well, it's been a while. it's been a while that it's been like this. They told me that it's 50-50. I may get the arm back or I may not. But to be honest, I'm good where it is. If that's all I'm going to have it, well, I'm happy.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
Now, people who are fans of your performances and your music, I mean, one of the things that people love about the Brazilian Twins is just that when you go to a concert, there's this really happy, warm vibe. You guys have played a lot of covers in the past, and now you're working on more original music. Walter, can you tell me about that?
Oh, very excited. This is going to be it's already a brand new year for the Brazilian Twins, because now we are getting wetting our feet there and showing who we really are through the songs that we have been writing. And this is so, it feels so good. I mean, I love playing covers. There's some beautiful music right there. And those songs that we played, the covers, they do and they will always reflect who we are, because we pick them very, like, we are very selective. But now we have the chance to put all words into the paper, and it's so nice. It feels good.
Wonderful. Well, and you said putting the words to the paper. We'll talk a little bit more about the process in a moment. But I'd love to hear some of an instrumental song that you guys have written. And who's behind Brazilian Soul?
Oh, Brazilian Soul. Okay, this is a very interesting song. It was supposed to be a jam, just us like having fun, violin, but then it got a feeling. And every time we jammed this song, we'd play the same thing. So now the jam turned into a song. And the reason it's actually, it's very confusing because of the language. It's Brazilian soul. The soul is S-O-L. It means sun.
Right.
The Brazilian sun. It's bright and it's warm and it's happy. And this song is so happy. We usually use this song to start the show and welcome people to our atmosphere. So it's more like, hey, welcome, let's have fun. It
all right,
is
well,
so bright.
Can you guys play it for us?
Here we go. That's my first time playing for this band since I came back from chemo. Enjoying just some songs here. You guys, have fun.
Good morning. Wake up, Iowa.
right. Brazilian soul, Brazilian sun with the Brazilian twins today. It's impossible to listen to that and not smile. Thank you so much, guys. And at the beginning, Wagner, you said this was the first time you'd played on that song since treatment?
Yes, I have not been playing for this guy forever. It's been a while. 9 months of treatment, I was forced to pull myself out. And of course, I gave Evan, the guitar player, a chance to live my life, you know?
So Evan, you've been playing ukulele during this time?
No, I haven't. No. That was kind of discussed early on. But
he wished.
No, this ukulele has a couple more strings.
So you'd been filling in on the guitar for Wagner on the ukulele.
Yeah. It's been a really good time getting to play with these guys and, you know, to travel around with them and stuff like that. It's been quite the opportunity.
Well, as you guys are playing more original music, is this something that you all do as a group writing songs, Walter, or is this a sort of an individual process?
We are beginners in this route, like writing. So what we have been doing, it's pretty much, hey, guys, let's write, let's put our feelings into the paper. So it's right now, so far, it's been mostly individual. So I'm home, whatever I'm feeling, I write, and then, hey, guys, check this out. But now we already have a session scheduled so we can all get together and write together because we all have so nice stuff to share with each other. So I think it's going to be a good experience, everybody sitting and writing one song.
Well, I want to ask you about a song that you wrote, Walter, called Light It Up, and you wrote this song about Wagner's battle with cancer. Tell me about this.
Cutest yes. brother ever, isn't he?
I wrote three songs after this incident, and they are all nice, like, was because it was just so strong and so powerful for me, and not hard, but just beautiful the way he was dealing with it. So it was very inspirational for me. So I wrote three songs, and this one is more reflecting his fight, the way he sees things, and how I feel about the way he feels. So it says, rest your head on my shoulder. But it's actually him telling me, because he was the one who helped me through this moment. So the song is pretty much him telling me what is going on. Hey, don't worry, I'll be fine.
And we don't have a lot of time left, but I would love to hear some of the song Light It Up. Could you guys play for us?
Yeah. You a fighter, you put your fight up. You a rider, you buckle up. The storm's coming, so zip your jackets and bundle up. Life can hit. Kung Fu, Namjoon. So bring it on, the hurt and the pain. If I can take the stress and I can fight another day. So bring it on, the tears and the rain. I can take the stress to live and fight another day. You can light it up, you can light it up, up. You can light it up now, yeah. You can light it up, you can light it up, up. You can light it up. Rest your head on my shoulder. When you're falling, I'll carry the load. When your heart starts beating, then your legs start shaking, holding you down. Rest your head on my shoulder.
Oh, that is beautiful. Light It Up, written by Walter for Wagner during this battle with cancer. What are your plans now? Wagner's back performing. What are your plans for the spring and the summer? Will we see a lot more of you out on the circuit?
Well, he's not fully back, and we still think if you're going to let him back yet.
Oh, my God.
We don't.
I got to go to audition.
You got to try out for the band now.
No, seriously. Do you have a lot of performances planned in the near future?
Yes, we are going to start. We are going to take off. The takeoff is the Woolley Show. It's coming up now, March 25th in Des Moines. This Friday, actually, after tomorrow. So this is going to be the big welcome back for him. And this is when we take off to a whole nother level. And we're going to hit all the places in Des Moines around the United States. So if you want to know about us, go to the Facebook. You have all the dates there where we are going to be. But the biggest one is coming now. It's Woolley's Des Moines this Friday.
Do you guys have album plans in the near future?
Yeah, we are putting it together. It's coming. This one's going to be all originals.
Yeah, what we're doing right now is we're compiling two different album ideas. One that's more like produced with studio synthesizers, and one that's live band. But it's going to be all Brazilian twins, and we got really high hopes for both of them.
All right. Well, we're very excited to hear them, and we are nearly out of time. But maybe you guys could play us out today with a little bit of Dance With Me.
Yeah, this is brand new.
Yeah, thanks for having us, IPR. Let's dance, yeah, and that's how we do it. I heard some things about you, came in to see if it's true. Cause they say the things you can do. Show me what's going on. I came to see if you got it on.
Dance With Me, the Brazilian twins, a Cedar Falls based band with Walter and Wagner Caldas, Riley Sheets, Raquan Reed, and Evan Stock. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.
Show me a move, cause I heard so much about you, baby. Show me your cool, right? Cause I heard so much about you.